Tom Sawyer paints the fence.
Jenny wanted to encourage students to read more famous books, and so she decided to include in the school newspaper this funny story from a book called The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Saturday morning came, and everything was bright and fresh. Every boy in town was happy, except Tom Sawyer. Tom stood on the sidewalk with a bucket of white paint and a brush with a long handle. He looked at the fence that his aunt had told him to paint and felt very depressed. It was 30 yards long and 3 yards high. He dipped his brush in the paint and painted a corner of the fence. Then he stood back and looked at it. The section he had painted was so small, and the unpainted section was so huge. He sat down under a tree to have a rest. He began to think of the games which he had planned for this day. Soon the boys who were free would come along and make fun of him. But just then, he had a wonderful idea. He picked up his brush and went back to work. Ben Rogers came along the road, singing happily and carrying an apple. He stopped and looked at Tom. Tom went on painting and ignored Ben.
"I'm going swimming," said Ben.
"Do you want to go swimming, Tom?"
"But I guess you can't. You have to stay and work, don't you?"
Tom went on painting.
"Work?" he said. "This isn't work. I'm enjoying myself. Does a boy get a chance to paint a fence like this every day?"
Ben thought about this. Tom went on painting, carefully. Sometimes he stopped and stood back to look at the fence, and then added a bit more paint in just the right place. Ben was watching every move. He was getting more and more interested. After a while, he said, "Tom, will you let me do some painting?" Tom thought about it, but said, "No, Ben, I can't. You see, Aunt Polly wanted to be done properly. I'm the only one who can do it right."
"Oh, please, Tom," begged Ben. "I can do it. I'll be really careful. Just let me try. I'll give you half of my apple. I'll give you all of it."
"Well, all right, Ben," said Tom. "But you must be careful." He gave Ben his brush with worry in his face but joy in his heart. He sat down again under the tree and started to eat the apple that Ben had given him. All day, boys came to make fun, but they stayed to paint. When Ben got tired, Billy Fisher was waiting. He gave Tom a kite for a chance to paint. Then Johnny Miller offered him 12 marbles, and so on. By the afternoon, Tom had gained all sorts of toys, and the fence had gained 3 coats of paint. Later, Aunt Polly came to look at Tom's work. She was so pleased when she saw the painted fence that she gave Tom a large cake.